I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's another edition of KSL's Unrivaled. Thanks for being with us on the program. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, socially distant to the point of barely even knowing each other anymore. Scott, 20-plus miles away in the Draper
And we have
annex.
To be 20 miles away.
I know.
I mean, because the way we spray when we talk, anything closer than 20 miles is a danger to everyone.
Mask up, Utah. Let's get this thing figured out, and let's be responsible. Scott and I always stay very well distanced during this show, and we want you to be able to enjoy the finer
things
in
life. We're setting the standard.
Yes, let's enjoy the finer things in life and get back to things, and just, for heaven's sakes, just follow what the experts are saying and figure it out. Let's do this thing together. In the meantime, let's do this thing together, Scott. It's the 7:05 cut. We're here to talk about Utah football, not to jinx it, but we're going to talk about it so that we can actually just pretend like everything's fine, everything's normal. Here we are in 2020 having this discussion. It's the 7:05 cut right here.
The cut at 7:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
And switching over to the sports stations now in the studio so that I'm not as depressed looking at all these political screens as we do every night. Scott, the cut always, as always, brought to us by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Visit WasatchMedicalClinic.com for a $500 free offer. Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit WasatchMedicalClinic.com. Let's start things off here, Scott. So here's what we're going to do. We pulled some of the pieces of audio of Coach Kyle Whittingham, who talked to the media today via Zoom call, and I've got a few things that we're going to play. I want to see where Utah's at here because, of course, we're two games into the Pac-12 season and we're zero games into Utah's season so far because of the testing that has happened in the COVID protocols that they've had to follow with the Pac-12, and they've not had enough players who were, you know, quote unquote ready. Or at the ready for that 53 minimum that they needed to play. So here we are now. And as we've had this, these guys at this point, in my mind, Scott, have been practicing for 11 months straight. Like, I just don't know at what point. I mean, you always tell me, look, practice, once you're in the season in the NFL, it's shocking when you rolled out to me, yeah, you're actually not practicing that much. Like, you're going in, you're game planning, and it's like practice is it's good to get those reps, but you try to practice kind of the least amount possible because you're just trying to stay healthy. And at that point, you're just getting a couple reps in there and getting your sets in. How much does this quote-unquote extra practice help? At what point does it get detrimental because you're just running against yourselves all the time?
Yeah, there's certainly a law of diminishing return. And what happens is you don't really know where you are as a team. And the only way you know where you are is you go play a game and it just says, okay, this is where we are. You see the things you do well and the things you do poorly. I mean, that's the whole object of practice, is to go play in a game. And when you don't have the barometer, you could be practicing a lot of things poorly, or not the right things, or you start getting in bad habits because for whatever reason we're humans, you know, and when we tend to kind of live to the lowest common denominator. so we tend to get lackadaisical at times.
Well, how could you, like,
and if you don't have anything to check you and to see where you are, then you just don't know.
Do you climb the depth chart or prove yourself, you know, in practice all these times, especially when you're like trying to figure out. I'll tell you how you climb the depth chart now. It's all if the guy in front of you tests COVID positive, you're in, baby. Right. You're playing. So
I'm sure everyone has gone from third team to first team in the whole entire team
and maybe back again, right?
Yeah. Before they've ever even gotten to any games. It's such a bizarre situation. And I think you get to a point, at least I know I am, where it's just like, yeah, okay, let's start the season. It almost feels like all the pressure is off. And it's just like it's just almost become comical that Utah hasn't even played a game yet this season. So
it's a bummer.
I mean, USC's here, great. You know, let's go play the game, see what happens.
It's the funny, not ha ha funny type of funny. It's the type where you're going, I guess this is just what we're dealing with. If you go to KSLSports.com right now, you can read an article that Trevor Allen, our Ute insider for KSLSports.com, wrote up today about how Utah's situation is actually improving. We never heard that last week. We heard like, hey, things are going fine. Things are okay. But now you've got way more players out of quarantine. The question is which of these players that are out of quarantine or which ones are the ones that are being quarantined that might end up having to stay in quarantine? I don't know what that number looks like. But let's just listen to some of the things that Coach Whittingham said. When we do this, so I always employ Scott, of course, to be able to tell me exactly what Coach is saying. And before we get into this, Scott, if you were to see where the team is at right now, if you were allowed to go see practice, what would you look for right now? What would you be looking for, Scott?
Well,
right
I'd just
now?
Be looking for who's playing, like who's the starting the roster right now. It's kind of hard in practice to really tell, you know, how well the team is. There's a certain tempo to things, but really if I was going to know who's going to be in there, who's the quarterback,
right.
who's playing on defense. And
well, let me ask you to kind of interpret what Coach Whittingham is saying about this. Here's what he says about players right now, and just because it's been hard on us as fans, you know, and just people who want to watch these games go on. How about the guys who are dying to play a game? Here's how Witt says that they are handling all this. And then I want you to just tell me what he really might be meaning.
Well, it's been tough, and particularly for the players. I mean, coaches probably a little more emotionally able to handle that, but players, they're competitive. They're looking forward to competing, and to have the rug pulled out from under them at the last minute, two weekends in a row is difficult. But like I said, they've been very resilient and shown a great deal of resolve when they come back. And so we're in a good place right now mentally.
I think he's probably going crazy. It's like all
he's
all
not the, in a good place mentally.
No,
by
it's
the
like
way.
It,
the players
yeah,
might be. He's
it
not.
Has to be a brutal situation for all of these players because the week of preparation for a game, it builds up, and your emotions get higher, and your focus, kind of the outside world starts to go away, and it's, you know, when you get to Friday. And you're locked in because the next day you're playing a game, and of course the first week it's like, and it's an early game. You know, these aren't late games. Or at least they weren't supposed to be, but it doesn't matter. And so it's like the worst tease you could possibly do to a player. But the one good thing that has come out of this, because Coach Whittingham has said this before, we need reps. We need a lot of reps, and yeah, they would have had game reps right now, but to get on-field reps, even though some guys have been out with testing positive, they're still these young guys are getting some quality
right.
reps beyond being in the classroom. So, I mean, it's not a total bust. Again, I said this in the very beginning before the season started. This is glorified spring football practice, and don't expect it to be anything
well, that's
more.
What I was gonna
and that's
ask.
Just kind of the way you have to look at
look,
it.
Kyle Whittingham would never say that out loud.
No.
But, of course, the thing that people want to know is then how do you adjust your expectations? I mean, just like when you have a year where it doesn't go your way, you know, on the field, you're not playing very well or whatever, and your record doesn't really reflect exactly how you thought it'd go. Certainly, to be 0-0 right now is not what they would expect. But how, here's what he said about season expectations. You tell me what he really thinks.
Well, we hope to play, first of all. I think we're the only Power 5 team that hasn't played yet.
So
that's the first and foremost, is just get on the field and getting an actual game, see what we got with these new players, and obviously be competitive. We've got some good things going for us on offense. We very few new players on offense. That's a veteran group, and so we expect to be productive on offense. And really, the key is how quickly this defense can come around. But we're always looking to win the South and get to the championship game, and then win that.
You said that was it. You said the word. You were like, "Oh, yeah, that's embarrassing." They didn't. Yeah. He goes, "Yeah, I think we're the only Power Five team." He's saying that to kind of, hey,
deflect it. You know what? My defense isn't really very good this year. Maybe that's why they're not playing, because he's like, you know what? Our defense might not be good at all.
Do you think it's also a little bit of like a, hey, here's the fun conference we're a part of. We're the only Power Five team that hasn't played anybody this year, so we're really excited about that. So. We've got a lot more to talk about, and coming up around the corner, Ben Anderson, he's going to break down a little bit of the NBA side of things. Of course, this is a big day for him. The NBA draft is tomorrow. We're going to talk about what the Jazz plan is pre-draft. What are they looking for? What are they looking at? This is when they have to start looking at things in free agency, how much it's going to cost. Who do you keep? Who do you let go? Stay right here with us. Ben Anderson is next on KSL's Unrivaled.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.